Praise the Lord, ladies and gentlemen. How y'all doing today? God, may you bless everybody listening to the podcast. Battle of all evil spirits and mind spirits try to come and steal the scene. Turn with me in your Bible to 1 Corinthians 14 and 3. But he that prophesies speaketh unto men to edification, and exhortation and comfort. All right. When you speak a word to somebody, or let's say believer in Christ, all right, the Son of God, you want to give them a word of edification, which means to build the believer up. Okay, that believer might be going through something. They might be down low in their spirit. And you begin to give them a word to build them up, lift them up from the feeling, the down feeling, the despondency, the depression feeling, low in their spirit. Okay, that's going to lift them up, build them up. Amen. And then number two, exhortation. I want to give them a word to encourage them, a word, amen, that's giving them support, a word that gives them confidence, a word, amen, hallelujah, that gives them ease, amen, hallelujah, glory be unto God. And so these are the things that we need to begin to understand. So the third thing is to give them words of comfort. Okay, a word of comfort, a word of peace, a word that give them some type of ease, that word make them feel good about what's transpiring or getting ready to transpire in their life. Like today, if I would give you a word today, one of the words would be, some of the things that you're doing part-time is going to turn into full time. And I'm speaking holy spiritually. Amen. Not evil. Some things that you're doing part time is going to turn into full time. Say, for instance, you have a job and you're only making, 20 hours. In other words, I'm saying that you're going to turn into making 40 hours. Okay. Or you're acting as a supervisor, but you're getting ready to turn into a manager. Amen. Glory be unto God. Adamasi. So today, I want to give you that word of edification to let you know that you're in a temporary situation. I want to give you a word of exhortation to give you a word that's going to support you, give you confidence. Amen. To let you know that everything is going to be all right. I'm going to give you a word of comfort to let you know that everything is going to be at ease. The tension that you're having right now is getting ready to leave. So I want you to feel good about what's going to transpire in your life. Now, this is a word, prophetic word of a prophetic anointing. Hallelujah. Glory be unto God unto your life. So I hope that this has helped you. In the name of Jesus Christ, prophesy, not prophesy. All right, now, to those that do not know Christ as their Lord and Savior, follow after me. God, I am a sinner. I ask you to forgive me of my sins that I have done unto you. And I do believe in your Son, Jesus Christ, as Lord and Savior of my life. And I receive him in my heart. In Jesus' name. If you had said that simple prayer, I believe you are saved. Come to a good Bible teaching church. Apostle Vincent Williams, Touch Dear from the Heart Ministry, as well as Prophetess Fenica Tate Williams. Come out Sunday mornings at 10 a.m., 6721 Springdale Road, Riverdale, Georgia, 30274 at 10 a.m. And if you need to call me, 470-458-8748. We are concerned about you in some way or another. If I can help you, okay, then I'm going to help you. But I'm not here to hurt you. This is your message today in Yahshua HaMashiach, Jesus Christ's name. Shalom. Peace be unto you. Blessings. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory be unto God.